Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, ain't never going to stop it. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 28th day of November already, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 43 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's been kind of like a half rain, half snow. It's rain in a couple of days, but it's getting cooler. It's coming. I hate it, in case you didn't know it. All right, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Illegal immigration under Trump on track to hit highest level in decade. No. We'll get into it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, illegal immigration under Trump on track to hit highest level in a decade. From Breitbart, sent in by number one New World Order hater. For discussion, I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. And man, you know, this whole thing has become like, you know, we've talked about like watching a train wreck happen and describing it just, you know, it coming up here day after day. Yeah, the second wheel just came off the engine, and you know, it's veered to the right, heading into the right ditch, coming straight at us, you know, straight for the population. Everybody's sitting there like a deer, you know, deer in the headlights, and it's just, I mean, this is unfucking believable. Anyway, this is from, we did that. Illegal immigration at the United States-Mexico border is expected to hit the highest level in a decade next year, as border crossings surged to record levels last month. Last month, illegal immigration at the southern border soared to the highest level for a single month since April 2014, making the most southwest border crossings since President Trump was elected in 2016 on a platform to, well, reduce immigration to the country. No, he said he was going to send every one of them back and build a wall. Every one of them back. DACA number one, every one of them back. Well, we all know it was a farce. We all know we're just living the same fucking nightmare we've been living all of our lives. Just the elitist, the ruling class, they come out and they tell the peoples, the subjects, they lay their line of bullshit on them, and then they go on and they go about, and you get fucking poorer and poorer, and they take more and more and more lavishly, and then the churches are there grabbing their piles of gold. This is the same fucking thing it has been for hundreds of years. And what's so-called civilization. Oh, man. The record illegal immigration outpaced projections from Princeton researcher Stephen Kopitz, who expected about 31,000. I mean, look at the numbers we talk about. I mean, day after day, 31, not 50. You think the son of a bitches ain't about got us out numbers here, but people? You know why, you know, they're talking, they're, one of the Border Patrol people came up and they can't understand why they're down there with their Honduran and their Guatemalan flags and throwing rocks and shit at the fucking Border Patrol and stuff. He said, it comes on the, he was right out there on the stupid box. And said, all they really have to do is walk towards us with their hands up and we'll take them. We got no choice. We just take and start processing. What they want to do here is what they did in Europe. They want columns. They want them in rank and file like a fucking marching army. They are in columns coming into your goddamn cities in columns and just fucking taking over without a goddamn shot being fired. I swear to you, the army has been sit down there to make goddamn sure that no American tries to stop any of this shit from happening. And the biggest this country is, they let them out and they go in every fucking direction. That way that's how they can take 31,000 fucking people and spread them out across the country. And if they came in fucking columns, it might look like a little bit like a goddamn invasion of your country. If it came in columns, maybe you'd... I think I'd have to go down there, and I don't give a fuck whether they had guns or not. I'd have to. That's it. Fucking, I ain't gonna let my country be invaded. I'll fucking fight. $31,000 border crossings last month. The actual border crossing exceeded those expectations by almost 40%. So it's almost damn near 60,000 fucking people last month. How long? You don't think they outnumber us already? Oh, but man, it's like I said, it's like describing a train wreck. It's coming right at you, and everybody's standing there waiting on it to fucking just run your ass over and be dead, I guess. The Southwest border numbers, according to COPIT's research, indicate that fiscal year 2019 will see the highest level of illegal immigration at the southern border in more than a decade. And they're coming right on in, people. They're not stopping them down there. The troops they sent down there don't even have guns. They're there to fill out papers, and they're confused as to why the Hondurans and the goddamn Guatemalans are throwing rocks and shit at them. All they have to do is raise their hands and walk up and say, "I want asylum. Where's my check?" But I think it's been ordered from a higher level that they know they want to show those columns coming into San Diego. You know, a whole column of them coming in, then they can disperse them from there to buses, you know, a fleet of buses come up to your fucking town and they get off and then in a column, here they come, take over a part of your goddamn city and then start wreaking fucking havoc on you. And the goddamn, the local Gestapo will be there to protect them, just like they're doing down here in Portland with these fucking Antifa. Set there on the corner with the motorcycle. You've seen the footage. And watching these people, these dirty little communist bastards, because this is what this is a communist invasion. Watching these little communists, people, you can think what you fucking want of me. I really don't give a rat's ass. I carry a gun everywhere I fucking go. Somebody comes at my fucking car on a street like that with a fucking something in their hand coming at me. Out, boom! I will fucking kill them dead on the spot and then fucking shoot whoever fucking don't like it. This shit has gone on way, way too far. And then the games they play with the fucking new investigations, these law firms. I would like to know how much since this fucking phony ass Latin, well, they investigated, they've been doing this for fucking 20 years. How much is these fucking Jew law firms made just off of goddamn investigations of, I'm investigating you and you're investigating me. I heard one guy got 14 fucking days in prison the other day. Wonder what that cost us. This is not our government. This is a fucking corporation looking to take everything we have. They know we have the sole ownership of this goddamn country. They have plugged that 14th Amendment into that. That's it. We've removed your Bill of Rights officially. Well, that'll be after the fight because it's all a fucking fraud. It has come to the point. I mean, everybody's, what are we going to do? Well, there's nothing left to do. Load your fucking gun. Know your rights. Learn that goddamn Bill of Rights and understand it. They come to violate your rights. You're not good. There's no fucking justice. The only justice comes out of the barrel of that goddamn gun. That's the only way that Bill of Rights and your right as a free person is going to be fucking enforced is by you. There's no big militias out there. They might be out there, but they got they're political militias. They're political armies and they're religious armies. They got political agendas and religious agendas. And they could give a rat's ass less about that Bill of Rights because they didn't want the son of a bitch from the beginning anyway. That was for the enslaved people of this country, the paupers, the people who weren't landowners, who weren't freeholders, who now they call stakeholders. You know, remember, you see how that always comes up when they're going to steal a big bunch of our land and plow it under, when they take land that could never be touched. Oh, the Forest Service is just going to manage it for you for the rest of your days and make sure that it's there for your grandchildren. And then create the BLMs. And that was the corporate, that was the goddamn elite of this country. The same aristocrats, the sons and great, 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 great grandchildren of the same son of a bitches that did what they did in the conventions and this phony ass fucking constitution. It's them. They hold a lodeal title to their property, and they want to hold a lodeal title not only to all of the property across this goddamn nation, but they've come to the point now where they're selling it. They're selling, it's theirs. It's their allodial property. They removed any right that you ever thought about having it, but just wrote it down on a piece of paper and called it the 14th Amendment and removed your fucking allodial right to the goddamn lands here in this country. And here we set the largest army to ever exist on planet Earth taking this shit day after day after day after day. In total, COPITS projects there will be more than 600,000 border crossings next year. It's another million. How many does it take before they got enough of them to start putting fucking uniforms on them, their little East German Stasi uniforms on them, and just bringing them straight at your ass? Why don't you go vote? We'll see the highest level of immigration at the southern border in more than a decade. In total, COPITS projects that there will be more than 600,000 border crossings next year, a level of illegal immigration that the country has not seen since fiscal year 2008, when total southwest border apprehensions exceeded 705,000. You know, and I told you when Trump was talking, he said, we need the workers. We just want to get rid of these bad guys, these 500 bad guys, and all the rest of these zillion. Come on in. We need the workers so we can get goddamn the people down to a slave wage in this goddamn country. Because we got goddamn foreign corporations, China, and we promised them slave labor here as a part of the fucking deal of selling this goddamn country through our corporation. So you got to figure back there in 1933. You see what happened when they took the gold? That was the bankruptcy with Title 50. That's when they made you a fucking piece of property, and everything that was your birthright was put on a fucking piece of paper and that they owned. And now it's not any, that bad enough that they think they own your fucking ass like they owned your grandpa's grandpa. But now they're selling you to a fucking Chinaman. What's it gonna take to get your gander up, people? And you know, I sit here in frustration. I'd gather a fucking army. I don't have George Soros's millions and, I mean, billions. They can gather fucking armies in third world countries and march them right up to our goddamn border. And we can't get down to the goddamn gas station to get gas. How in the hell does that work? I guess maybe the people in this country, the gated, can see they've made their gated communities the ruling elite, the ruling class, you know, the people who aren't subjects, the ones that are rulers, you know, the corporation. They're walled in communities. I mean, these are like fortresses or they can hold it off while they just while they come in here and think they're going to fucking wipe us out. You just can't, I mean, goddamn, I'll tell you what, people. We are the largest army on the planet Earth. But I'll tell you something else. We aren't the most largest population on planet Earth. You bring a fucking billion, enough people come in and enough give them, and they give them arms. They will fucking beat you. And you'll just have to sit there and not even fired a shot. They've took 150 miles from fucking, California to the Gulf of Mexico. The whole southern fucking border, 150 mile beachhead. And now they're up there. I mean, look what these son of a bitches are doing. And oh my goodness. I mean, they want to make sure that they understand, you know, the troops down there don't have no guns. They weren't shooting. They ain't going to shoot and hurt nobody. If you would just quit throwing rocks and fucking shit at us, man, and bottles, and just raise your hands and walk up and just say, I want asylum. Fuck, we'd already have you in here. That's not the point. This is to take the fucking country. And everybody and the goddamn people out there with the power. Oh, man. The people who have organized. Well, we're going to play pop. Let's go vote. We can vote this away. That's what we can do. That's your great right. That was your whole bill of fucking rights. To just say, you can go vote, you stupid ass. Go vote. Go vote, subject. That's why in your town meetings, you know, you're allowed to express your opinion. But you have no fucking say in anything. You think your vote counts? It's been proved 10,000 times over that it counts for nothing. And if it did, it's a corporate vote. Because it ain't your vote. Because you and everything, every possession that is yours that you've acquired, not to mention the estate that you inherited as an American national when you were born here, has been fucking seized by that corporation over there. A corporation took the United States away from the fucking people. It is fucking, I mean, this will go down the annals of history. It's like, shoo. But how'd they do it? I mean, all you got to really do is look back in time. Look how hard times were. You know, people, they hadn't been that, when they came over here from fucking Europe, you know, like the pilgrims, when they came over here from Europe, man, life, and they barely, most of them died until the Indians stepped up and, you know, started showing them how to grow crops. And, you know, and most of them died. Just a fucking brutal, brutal. And then the expectation was, you got to try to think about what your ancestor was like in those other countries. Just a fucking, I mean, in, if a fucking royal or one of the aristocrats didn't like the way you fucking looked, have you flogged, beaten, killed, just for fun? Is that what you want again? Is that what you want for your grandchildren? But then we did. We hacked this awesome country out of this wilderness. Fighting the Indians all the way, who were played the same way. I mean, it's hard to fucking sit there and say, God damn, how come you guys didn't get together and do something, you know, fucking fight this thing? Well, they already had them a beachhead. And then all they did was just turn one tribe against another, against another, against another as they came across, bought off the chiefs. Gave them their own agencies where, you know, you can own all the Indians in the agency, but we own you kind of fucking deal, just like it is today. And they did it. They marched across here. But then, then you start talking about after the Industrial Revolution. And you got a goddamn, it wasn't that long ago, man. When I was a little boy, I'd go up to my grandpa's house. You wanted to take a piss or shit, you had to walk up the hill to a shit house. There was no indoor plumbing. The water, my grandmother went out to a goddamn well, hooked a bucket to a rope, winched it down in there, and winched the fucking water up out of the fucking well. It ain't been that long ago. That's just when I was a little boy. But then you had like World War I and World War II and all the goodies made, the cars, the houses, goddamn, a flush toilet, indoor fucking plumbing, you know, all of the luxuries, it was just so easy to live. People got fucking soft. And that's how they did it to us. They made us soft. Even, you know, when I sit here, you know, and I can't bitch and complain even. I at least got a roof over my fucking head. 100 million more of our people don't. And they have no way to fight their way out of it. They have no resources. It's all been stolen from them. There are people sitting fucking in goddamn tents right now in this country with little kids of fucking cold who are fucking by rights. Goddamn millionaires, billionaires. Just had it, that corporation over there just took it all, they just fucking wrote it down on paper and took it from us. With paper! Doesn't make the Indians look so stupid, at least they got some fucking beads out of it. And then that 14th Amendment. Where they, I mean, that's the end all and be all of it. I mean, that's just where it all ends. We talked yesterday about authority, about jurisdiction. That's where just all fucking the end all and be all. Ask yourself, am I a subject? Knowing, you know, when you, growing up as a little kid, they talked about English, we were English subjects. Well, so were the fucking aristocrats. But there were different social classes within that goddamn subjugation. George Washington. He was a subject of the king. The king granted him a huge estate here so they'd come here and so that they could fucking control the goddamn, the goyim. The people. Because we're just, I don't know. There's something about them. I want to strip one of them down and dissect the motherfucker. I want to know what, is there really blue blood that comes out when I cut you? And then we fought that fucking war that the people stood up and said, no, we're not God. You ain't no goddamn better than me. You go to hell. I got a fucking gun just like you got a gun. In fact, you're a coward, you motherfucker. You've had somebody fighting for, you've had slaves fighting for you for fucking 2,000 years. Hey, we're the fucking guys that were doing the fighting. And they stood up and said, no, we are fucking free people. You are not better than me, you son of a bitch. You don't get more than me. In fact, you know, the people who did the fighting, we've talked about this before. They were promised land grants. You know, people who went and joined the colonials, you know, the militias, they just came and fought. They were people, landholders. That would have been, I believe that my grandfather at that time would have been a landholder, and when they came to fight as militia for their, fighting for their fucking property. But when you signed on to that colonial, when you went down for that muster list, you mustered into the army, you signed it, you were guaranteed 360 fucking acres. You weren't going to be a subject anymore. See, this is, what you got to understand is we were all still subjects, and there were, and white slaves, black slaves, brown slaves, slaves, the elite and the fucking slaves. The subjects. But you were promised that 360 acres because that was what would make you a freeholder. That gave you your right. And when the war was over, well, those guys, we had us rich son of a bitches who were the king's men who were oppressing you in the colonies, who at the convention still wanted, or tried to subjugate your ass. Then you came out and actually, what you did, you dumb fucks, is you came out and you fought to give us a lodial title away from the king to us for our property. And you are a subject. That's what they wanted. Only there was enough people back then that were ready to come down there and just say, fuck you, fuck. We did. And like I said, you know, this thing with George Washington and did not, oh, I don't want to be king, you know, fucking bullshit. Why didn't they finish it? How could they ever fucking be lured into fucking trusting these fucking snakes? But they did. They wrote out that Bill of Rights in absolute fucking terms, and it cannot be broken. As a legal document, you cannot break it. There's no way. And it was ratified. So then this is, okay, I guess we're gonna accept this shit. You took our fucking land, you lying son of a bitches, and you're probably gonna sell it to some fucking Irish lord to come over here so they can build a railroad and make $1 zillion after we bled the fucking ground with our blood to fucking earn this place. that belongs to us. And you gave us that illusion of freedom as we came across this country. Oh, you're free. Go out. Like Daniel Boone, man. I go back to him. I've read a couple of books about old Daniel Boone, good books about him. Go out, man. I mean, this guy here, he just fucking, you talk about ambition, about brains, brawn, the best of the fucking best, while the fucking aristocrats sit on their fucking asses back in the fucking cities. You need to take a financing and go out into the goddamn wilderness, and I mean with the fucking axe blaze, I don't know, 100 square miles. With his own fucking hands, bring people in, and bring people in just like they colonized the fucking beaches, you know, just bring more people in. They're invading the Indians is what they're doing. Come in and fucking, I mean, build forts, build a town. And finally, you know, of course the Indians, when the first guys come, you know, it's like, okay, you know, cool. You guys are all right, man. You're just hunting fucking around. You just want to live. And then, no, it's settled. It's fucking cash it in. That's what it's always been. Cash it in. And somebody gets all the fucking benefit. And the other people get what the little boy shot at. They get fucked in the ass. So Donald Boone, he built a fucking city. He built a settlement. He built several. And then he'd end up fucking dead. Goddamn, here we come, the goddamn aristocrats. Well, those are land grants here. Then this was granted here, and this is granted. You never get. Did you? You have nothing filed. I can't write. But you told me that if I went out there with my fucking axe and blazed it, that it belonged to me. I mean, here's the paper. I got this old shriveled up yellow piece of paper. It says if you go out in this goddamn wilderness, you go east. I mean, west by southwest, you know, and get to Sobivar and cross the fucking Kentucky River, and you go. I mean, not the Kentucky, but the Mississippi River, and you start start building and stuff. It belongs to you. Here it says right here, proclamation from the goddamn aristocrats in fucking Washington, or not, well, been Pennsylvania or New York then. Says it right here. Here's where you told me it. That ain't worth nothing. It was a flyer that was sent out. We're taking everything you got. They did. Daniel Boone, man. I mean, you talk about a person that worked to give and built goddamn moved civilization into the goddamn interior of the United States. Died a fucking pauper. Died owing people money. That's how they have used us. And the illusion of freedom. You can get over here. You can have this. It can be yours. And the people finally, you know, there were people that actually, in the East, they did, they had a allodial title. That's what after the war. Until 1868, when they put that 14th Amendment in there, they held a allodial title. Their goddamn land was theirs. They couldn't come tax them on it. That's why you couldn't tax you. We've talked about it before. You'd have to come and file. You cannot touch nothing that belongs to me because of that Bill of Rights. That was forced. And I mean forced. We'll carry on in a minute. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Thank you. listen to the falls to the floor. The angel opens her eyes. The confusion sets in. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Live with Lightning Crashes. U.S. sued $60 million after infant in detention later died. This is from Fox News. The mother of a toddler who died weeks after being released from the nation's largest family detention center has filed a legal claim seeking $60 million from the U.S. government for the child's death. Attorneys for Yasmin Jerez submitted the claim against multiple agencies Tuesday. Jerez's one-year-old daughter, Maria, died in May. Jerez's lawyers say Maria developed a respiratory illness while she and her mother were detained at the South Texas Family Residential Center in Dilley, Texas, it looks like. They accused U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement of releasing the pair while Marie was still sick. The girl died 6 weeks later. That's a month and a half later in Philadelphia. I guess she got her a fucking plane ticket to Philadelphia. She got all the goodies and stuff, and I guarantee you that there were hospitals and everything. I guarantee you the best! Washington-based law firm Arnold & Porter says it will file a lawsuit if the government doesn't settle its claim. A spokesman for U.S. Customs and Border Protection says the agency wouldn't comment on pending litigation. Other agencies didn't immediately respond to the message. $60 million. This bitch will fucking only walk down your goddamn streets, came here fucking illegally, invaded your country, but she will walk and look down her goddamn nose. She'll get millions. You know, I know this a lot of years ago, there's this young girl I knew, Arted actually took her out of a goddamn fucking crack house and tried to save, you know, to get her away from fucking the nastiness. I mean, she turned out to be a pretty good kid, man. And she was 18 years old. And she was, she got pregnant. Her and her boyfriend were talking, they're going to get married and what might have you. He's driving fucking drunk. But there's insurance on the car, right? And, they wrecked and it killed her baby. I mean, she was full term. Killed her baby. You know what they do when something like that happens to, when you're a fucking subject? They fucking type your name into the computer, and she was a poor girl. She didn't have shit. She didn't have nothing. Evidently, these motherfuckers, they have something that makes them worth more than our people. She got $6,000 from the insurance company for her dead baby. $60 million for one of these motherfuckers. Where was this bitch from? Does it say even? Does it matter? $6,000 for an American child, for a child of an American national. $60 million for a fucker, for somebody who broke the goddamn law, who fucking invaded your country. This bitch will get, she'll get millions. And it will come from you. Central American migrants exploit border barriers, gaps in Arizona. And see, they're just playing. This is all just a goddamn production, like I told you. I mean, you got the border patrols up there going, we don't understand why they're throwing bottles and rocks at us and waving Honduran flags and Guatemalan flags and throwing shit at us when all they really have to do is walk up and raise their hands and say, I want asylum, and we have to take them. We can't stop them. We have to go in and fill the paperwork out and send them, well, to Pennsylvania. So what's this really all about? This is the fucking, this is doing to us exactly what they did to Europe. There is going to be no American nationals to talk about anymore. let alone a Bill of Rights that belongs to each and every fucking one of us. It says this country belongs to us exclusively. A corporation. Federal corporation. Look up the term federal corporation and then look up the term republic and see if those two terms jive in any way. We've had everything taken from us. Even our goddamn birthright. We're fucking subjects. I mean, that's one thing that just, I can't live with it. I'm a subject. Remember when you were growing up in school and you read about the goddamn the English subjects? Now the people were, when the Great War, the Revolutionary War, and we're not subjects anymore. We are free individuals. Free individuals with liberty and justice for all. Hold your hand over your stupid-ass little kid heart because you didn't know no goddamn better. I pledge allegiance to that, that fucking war flag up there of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with freedom, liberty and justice for all. I don't know what the fuck it says. I don't care anymore. Brainwashed. Brainwashed into worshiping an aristocracy that had existed since, I mean, they hijacked the goddamn uprising that was against the aristocracy in the colonies. And as kids, you talk about the communists. They were at work. I mean, that was their work too. And the communism is just another system used by the super elite to control the masses. Like I said, we talked yesterday about the prince and the pauper. The guy looked at and he changed clothes and man, he was just fucking, everybody fit in and it all worked. Nobody knew the difference. He must not pricked himself and none of that blue blood ran out or anything. But we have been reduced to subjects. And that's what everybody needs to understand. Everybody needs to, yesterday we talked about the Bill of Rights and we were talking about the Ninth and Tenth Amendment and we were talking about a case where they were trying to bring the Eighth Amendment in as a privilege and immunity granted under the 14th Amendment to a subject. And I asked him, I said, now why can't they do that? All these years I've been up here saying this over and over and over again, and nobody answered but Katie, she had an excuse. But do you understand what's going on? God, if you could just get in the Wayback Machine and go back to old England, before the first people, mostly people that were endangered already. That was most of the people that came over here were endangered, and they're endangered to a company, a corporation. The settlement at Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts, they were all under contract. They were endangered. And come and ilk and dig out and build a fucking badass civilization. Fight for it. Die for it. Over and over again, generation after generation, just to find out that, hey, man, and this is what you're taught from the time you went first grade, you went to school and you had to learn your ABCs and then until you get about third, fourth grade, they started teaching you a little bit of fucking history. And then boy, did they pour on the bullshit. By the time a guy, back then, and that's why, I call the people who don't know no better, who go and join the goddamn this international military and go over and murder, commit genocide on other people in other countries for their Jew masters. That's why I call them victims. Because I wasn't no goddamn smarter. When they play that national anthem, I'd be at the football game or something. Oh man, they play our national anthem. I'd get that in your throat. Jeez, I'm an American. I'm an American. The best country in the world. I'm free. Bullshit. Worship the father of my country, George Washington, the elitist piece of fucking trash that he was. Thomas Jefferson, the elitist piece of fucking trash that he was. They wanted to subjugate after what we, they really put, tried to put there that we started an uprising because we would not have the king fucking take our guns and fucking take everything that we'd worked and built. And most people didn't, I mean, like I said, you know, you had the huge plantation owners like George Washington, who had his grant from the king. Other people had, you know, they had to buy their land from those who got the huge land grants. A fellow, like probably my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa at the time. It would have been in probably his second, third generation in this country, time of the war come. But he had to purchase his fucking land. Or else he had to go in, out into the wilderness and, you know, make a claim. But I don't know if you could do that. I really don't understand that part of it from the history, because we were still under the crown. So the crown still owned everything. I mean, even a person like George Washington could have his title taken away from him. He was still a subject of the king. He could have his properties taken from him. He was still a subject of the king. So once this uprising started, where the people were not going to be goddamn subject slaves no fucking more on this god. I mean, the fact that it exists, I mean, this whole world is fucking a social communist fucking world. Where would you go to get freedom and liberty now? There are no places that are uninhabited or inhabited by aborigines. Well, there was that one little island that some guy tried to go to the other day, and the people there killed him with goddamn bows and arrows, and good for them. You do not want no part of this shit. But to where would you go? There is no place to go. They have taken everything we fucking own. They're telling us now. It has come to the point to where, I mean, like I said, I've heard it on a couple of different broadcasts. Where there's people out there who think they're not, that the government doesn't have any authority over them. Man, when they went to sell it though, man, read your Federalist Papers and your Anti-Federalist Papers. Why did they bury those Anti-Federalist Papers? Back in, it was probably the 80s when I first, you know, I was really getting into this shit. And what's the Anti-Federalist? Because all the shit, like I told you guys yesterday, nothing was jiving. What the hell? I mean, I'd heard of Patrick Henry, but Patrick Henry wasn't thrown up in, you know, he was just like give me liberty or give me death, some kind of shit. They gave you just a little tiny, maybe a fucking a sentence or two about him, about the true fucking people who wanted freedom. George Washington, the father of our country, God, we should go worship at his fucking statue. And that's how I believed. If somebody had said something against the founding fathers or their goddamn constitution, they get a fight out of me. Oh boy, by fourth grade, man, because two of my brothers already went to Vietnam. I was just sitting there, man, I can't wait till I get to be 16 and I can go and kill some people over in Vietnam for my country. For the good old USA. Better red, dead than red. All that shit crammed into your face. I was born into communism and didn't even fucking know it. They stupefied the people. But the way they did it was after the Second World War. I mean, they poured on the goodies. You were endangered already. The 14th Amendment was there. It's like everything else. They'll put laws in place and then they'll plug them in at different stages and plug it in and plug it in. Well, they finally plugged her all the way in now, people. Because when you have asset forfeiture, like I said, you can hold that up in one fucking hand and hold up the Bill of Rights in the other hand and try to tell me that, you know, oh, the one in the right hand, oh, yeah, of course it's constitutional. Well, then there must not be no fucking Bill of Rights anymore. Can't be. Because the Bill of Rights says that this cannot be. And that was ratified fucking law. How did they remove that ratified law? Well, they just wrote it down on a piece of paper because they were always the aristocrats. They never gave an inch on that. They just gave you the illusion of freedom so that you would go out and bring the resources to bear to build them riches, just like Daniel Boone did. All his work. Somebody else got the goddamn benefits of all of his work. And he was just one of tens of thousands that did the same thing. They were illiterate. They couldn't read. But they were told, and they showed them that, you know, they had the paper there. You go out and you blaze that, you go out in that Indian territory where then wild savages will fucking lift your hair or torture you to death, burn you, whatever it is, if you for being on their land. You go hack it out And you blaze it. It belongs to you. It's yours. Fucking right. It's all been a lie. Everything. I mean, I said here in my whole thought process, the beginnings of my thought process when I'm from a child, everything was a fucking lie. And here I was worshiping my fucking masters. I guess they did a pretty good fucking job of brainwashing, didn't they? I was worshiping the motherfuckers that would endanger me and make me a subject. And now here we sit today, we're in the final fucking throes of this shit. Yeah, either we're going to stop this or we're fucked. I ain't kidding you people. And we're not going to stop it I wish I was completely anonymously unknown, but then I probably would have never found out the things I found out. Because if I was anonymously unknown, I would strike a blow. I would strike such a fucking blow. They wouldn't see it coming. But some out there somewhere, I mean, people at some point, these motherfuckers got to start ending up in the dumpsters. The motherfuckers that, I mean, these son of a bitches that walk around like they just can't be touched. Why? I said here, you know, I'm not going to claim to be the most intelligent person on this planet, but I sit here and I go, why can't they be touched? Because no one will make the effort because it's, I mean, they have weakened us. Like I said before. I mean, I think about that kid with that pike, you know, marching into Trenton. How tough were they people back then? We're a bunch of fucking pussies. Maybe. Go ahead.
Maybe because they got 50 bodyguards around them.
Well, you know, Charlie, we could discuss that. They killed a fucking president there right in Dallas, Texas, right there by where you're at, right in Dallas, Texas, didn't they? Killed a president. How many fucking guards were around him?
Yeah, when I was 8 years old, that scarred me for life.
You know, had that man lived, my life, all our lives would have been a whole lot different because of what he was doing. That's why they killed him. He was getting rid of the goddamn...
Everybody in Texas hated him, though. I mean, I remember my parents and grandparents were glad that Yankee was dead.
Yeah, I'm sure they were. But I tell you what,
misinformed. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he was ending the CIA. He was ending the FBI. He'd signed it. He was, and the Federal Reserve, and there was $40 billion worth of true money printed.
Nobody knew all of that.
I know they didn't. I'm not blaming you, brother. I'm not blaming your parents. We were fucking conned. We were conned. We were ignorant.
Didn't have internet.
We didn't have the internet, and I'll tell you that the internet's going quick. You know, I go in every day when we go to get articles. I know how people put up how the sites worked. I've watched it since its inception. And it's getting hard to find articles of any fucking meaning because they're taking control of all of the shit that's going on the internet and all this stuff. I mean, you're going to hear about right here. What all I can talk about is what they're talking about on the goddamn mainstream media. Because.
I'm sure you're red flagged.
Yes, sir.
The people today are more ignorant than Charlie's grandparents.
Yes, they are. It's unfortunate to say, but yes, sir, they are. It's going to take a terrible hurting. Oh, I've come down to this equation. It's going to come down to just how far they have to be stomped down. I mean, you know, the goddamn, you think about the Russian Revolution. When they originally they rose up against the Kaiser, and then you had the revolution within the revolution when the communists come in and took over, you know, hijacked the revolution. But then the whites, the ones they called the whites, they still held all their guns. They're the ones that actually did all the fighting to break away from the Kaiser, and they were the only threat left to the communists. So the communists told them, of course you can keep your guns. I mean, they didn't dare say, wait, what, goddamn, they had to kill the communists. We just want you to bring them in and register them because we don't want to. We got to get this country under control. We don't know counter revolutions. And the ignorant son of a bitches, they brought their guns in And they walked right in and gave them their guns, and they took their guns, and then they took them out back, and they put a fucking bullet in their head and threw them in a goddamn ditch. So what this is going to come down to?
That Kaiser was the only one to stand up for against the world government.
That's why he was took out, huh? Boy, we learn and we learn.
100 years later to the day, his family was all slaughtered.
Yep. Because these same diabolical people have always, I mean, generation after generation, they're not like us. You know, our family split, and, you know, you don't even know, you know, I know a few of my third cousins, but who are my fourth cousins? Who are my fifth cousins? I mean, I've been, my people have been in this country, on my mom's side since 1868, on my dad's side since 1668 on my mom's side. And 1739 on my dad's side. We've been in this country that long. How many fucking relatives do I have? But I guarantee you those Rothschilds know who every one of their relatives are. They know who their people are. They've made sure that's how they rule us. Because they stick together. They can bring, there ain't no race divide in there. There ain't no goddamn gender divide like they're trying, like that, this big thing push for the women in Congress and all this shit we're looking at right now. There's no gender divide. They're for the family. And see, that's what they had. That's why the communists had to break the family, because the family was the biggest fucking threat. Go ahead.
I think I'm your seventh cousin.
I know you gotta be, you son of a bitch. Oh man, I'll tell you, cousin. But that's why one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto was to break up the families. Because back in West Virginia, where I came from, I mean, my dad's great uncle was a fucking John Hatfield. I mean, those people, I mean, the huge family, there was, I mean, clans, it was hard for them. You know, like when the big companies came to take the coal, and the timber companies come to take their goddamn land and their timber and stuff. Yeah, they had them, you know, they go up in there and some of them didn't come. It was a fight. You had goddamn allies. You had people you could trust. And families were clans, man. Just like back in, Scotland. Do you remember my clan, man? I don't fuck blood. You know, that blood's thicker than water shit. That's why they keep dispersing. Like all of my children had to move away from the area I'm at to fucking work because of the way they have fucking stole the estates, our estates that would keep us together as families and make us stronger. That was the whole idea of the country. 360 acres, self-sufficient farms. You weren't reliant on the government for nothing. And if you had to fight them, you were all the militia. You put it together, where were your resources? On those 360 acres, self-sufficient farms. There's your food. That's how the fighting, I mean, that's how most of the fighting went. Because it sure wasn't the rich motherfuckers in New York and Pennsylvania that were sending the goddamn grub to the people. And the Indians even came and brought, allied Indians even came and, brought food to the troops in the fields during the so-called revolution, the hijacking of the uprising. It is to destroy the family. They taught you individuality. I mean, and we are all supposed to be absolute individuals. That's where our freedoms lie, in that Bill of Rights. But if we have to, what if you have to protect? It's like, this is the conundrum we're in now. We need to get together and go down there and just blast these fuckers out of our goddamn, out of our lives. But then, look how they did this. The last generation, we've seen two generations completely destroyed by methamphetamine and cocaine that they pumped into this country so it could be bought so fucking cheap. It just destroyed people. I know people that were the fucking finest people you'd ever want to meet, got lost on that shit, would come and steal from their own fucking family. I kid you not. They did that right as they're making this move right here. They do not want us to be able to unite in any way. That's why it's going to come down. I mean, I think the founders knew how fucking, I mean, the people at least that forced that Bill of Rights understood that this day would come. That's why the Bill of Rights had to center on the individual's absolute authority over the whole fucking government. One individual has more authority as an American national than that whole hired fucking bunch of pricks out there that work for us. One person. And each one of us has got, I mean, our only hope here, like I said, for a fight is to, for the people to learn who they are and what their authority is and to have the fucking guts to step up. And they died getting us those rights. And when you read that book, Katie's ordered, a few people have, you'll see. Those people died. I mean, when the fighting was going on, as the fighting's going on, and I mean, you had the risk. We went there. Of course, they come running to the conventions. They wanted to. The aristocracy needs to form a government. We need to, you know, we need to get control of the troops, and we need to form an admiralty here. But the people, 9 out of 10, the ones that were out there doing the fucking bleeding, there was only two words coming out of their mouths. Three words: Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights. We're fighting for our rights. We want to be free. We do not want to be subjects. We got to get this figured out, and we got to start acting on it. We can't just stand. These mother barbarous motherfuckers, they'll do anything to us. Look what they did to Kelly Thomas. Look what they did to James Boyd, Marion Curie. We can go down the fucking list. They have no problem doing things. And geez, things like that just can't happen. And I don't care how big of a wall, again with the family thing. So you got 90 fucking people surrounding you. I come at you with 200 fucking people. I get you, don't I? And a family would do that. Because a family would understand that, God damn it, what are we going to leave to these grandchildren here? Is some son of a bitch going to be able to walk in and say, oh, that's my grandchild when she's 12 years old and she's just developing. Oh, I think I want to rape her. And just fucking, if right now they should tell you they can stop you on the side of the road, asset forfeiture, and take your goddamn, your possessions, your property. And they are already, they've already made big claims on your fucking children through that dirty fucking church, by the way, who accommodated it, who were dirty bastards from the beginning. You'll find that out in that book. But at what point? When do you stand? And how much better job could you do if you just said, you know what, fuck, this is what it fucking is. I know 5 guys I can trust. Me, the fuck, I go over to goddamn to a Social Security meeting. I'm arrested at a Social Security meeting for, this is years and years ago. When I was doing this shit, man. I was fighting. And I said, how in the fuck you guys even know I'm here? And they go, we know when you leave your house, they told me. They're fucking scared of people like me. When I want to go somewhere, if I don't want to be seen, I mean, you guys wouldn't believe. If I want to talk to somebody, I got to go out in the goddamn woods somewhere and not even have it in my mind where I'm going when I'm leaving town and go out in the woods, leave the rig, leave everything, nothing in the fucking pockets, walk 150 yards out in the fucking field by a tree and whisper. And then within 15 fucking minutes, I promise you, a plane will fly right straight square over my fucking head. There are people out there. You're out there listening to me right now. They're not looking at you. They're not watching you. I put my neck on the chopping block to bring this to you, to let you know what we got to do. And when my fight comes, I will fucking fight. I promise you I will. I will fight like a fucking demon right to the goddamn death. I will take as many of them motherfuckers with me as I can. Some things of they got to start finding these motherfuckers in fucking dumpsters. Shit's got to start happening to them, or else we're just going to fucking sit here and watch our country be invaded. That's all there is to it. Yes.
The FBI, they called and was complaining because my bald head was messing up their camera.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Did you get some shoe polish and fix it?
I was on a boat that was too close to a chemical plant. And they said, what are you doing there? This is my
problem. Oh, you're kidding. Well, that's what I'm telling you. If you're anybody that's like the people like Flea can tell you. They already know. They know who we are.
You gotta wear your tinfoil hat there, man.
That's it, man. They know who we are, but there's plenty of people. I mean, This is open air. That's why the internet, that's why this was the great threat to them. There are people out there, you understand it. You understand exactly what we're talking about, but they don't know who you are. But you're going to have to be somebody. We had to step up and expose ourselves to fucking tell you what's going on and to show you what they're fucking going to do to your grandchildren. Now you got to do something about it. Anyways, guys, we're way past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, think about it. Think about your responsibility. There's people like myself. I've fought for 30 fucking years doing this. So you could understand the threat. And it is a threat. They aim to kill every goddamn one of us. They aim to take your little granddaughter out and rape her ass and kill her. One of these fucking Mexicans that just, maybe the brother of this bitch who's fixing to get $60 million because she happened to be in our country when her kid got sick and died. And because she was here illegally, she was in a detention center. You think, tell me this, one of our people was in a goddamn prison and was pregnant like that and or had a kid, you know, like they bring the kids in the prison and her kid got sick and it was released from the hospital too early or something, which, she might get $6,000. Maybe. They could take it off her fines. Because you're nothing but a fucking subject. People are going to have to make up your mind. Are you going to be fucking slaves or are you going to be free people? And are you going to act? And that is the word from the trenches.